Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, leaders. Happy Friday. You have made it. We've made it. And welcome to the final installment of our Smart Goal Writing Week here on your Morning Boost. Thanks for joining me again today. Hopefully this week has been beneficial for you. It's certainly been beneficial for me to remind myself about proper goal writing and making sure that I'm getting all of those parts into a good goal. Today, we're going to focus on the last part, the T, the part that is the time-bound piece. Here, we are not just dreaming, we are creating deadlines. As Benjamin Franklin said, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. A goal without a deadline, it's just that. It's a dream, as I said before. Time-bound goals create a sense of urgency, but also a sense of accountability. It helps transform those aspirations into real action. Parkinson's Law states that work expands so that as to fill the time available for its completion. By setting deadlines, we can avoid procrastination and then also ensure timely progress. It helps provide a framework for tracking progress and also making adjustments. So again, like we've done all week, let's start with some actionable tips and let's start with what we can do for ourselves. We want to set specific start and end dates for our goals. Break down those larger goals again into smaller milestones, but also have some deadlines within those smaller milestones. This is a good time to use a calendar or some sort of a project management tool that's going to help us track our progress. We want to set reminders. We want to schedule regular check-ins. And maybe we do that with an accountability partner. There's another administrator in the district that you can collaborate on with your goals, or even just another person within your building. Having that accountability partner that can constantly come back to you and remind you, how are you doing on your goal? How far have you got so far? Are we making it to our deadlines? All of those things that a good colleague can try to help us do to stay on track with our goals. But we also want to be realistic about those deadlines. Consider the potential delays and build in some buffer time, because we know we're going to need it. School days and school years never go perfectly, so just plan ahead that they're not going to. An example of this might be if we have a goal similar to something like improve school-wide test scores. That's not time-bound. Instead, we want to do something by the end of the school year, and then increase school-wide test scores, then of course add that measurable piece, the 10%. Again, that by the end of the school year tells us when we're going to actually shoot to try to get this done. Now, when we're talking about our staff and trying to help coach them through that time-bound piece, encourage your staff to set some realistic deadlines. Create timelines just like we do for those goals, and then provide them time for regular check-ins to monitor progress and offer support. Maybe that's with me as their evaluator and their leader, or again, maybe that's with other colleagues. But providing that time and dedicating time to that is going to help us keep us on track for that goal setting, for that goal attainment, I should say. We want to help them prioritize tasks, help them manage their time effectively, and by dedicating that time to that, that's going to help accomplish that. And then again, like we've talked about before, celebrate some completed milestones and acknowledge the progress. Take time to celebrate progress towards the goal. We don't only have to celebrate when we've got there. So an example of this for our staff could be if they have a goal that they maybe want to complete the new curriculum. Okay, maybe we've got a curriculum review process going on and we want to get this done. So we want to adjust that to say something like, by the end of October, we're going to have the first unit completed. And maybe by the end of December, we're going to complete the second unit. End of February, complete the third unit, so forth. It gives us some milestones for us to try to get to and achieve. We're going to eventually get to that full complete the new curriculum, but by breaking that up into little segments and providing that specific piece we're looking for, putting that time-bound stamp to that, it's going to help us to achieve that goal. Just remember that time-bound goals create a sense of urgency, but they also provide a clear framework for success. They turn intentions into actions, but it's more than just setting a date. It's about building a rhythm of progress, fostering a culture of accountability, and leveraging time as a strategic resource. Deadlines aren't meant to be arbitrary. They should reflect a realistic assessment of the work involved and the resources available. When we instill a sense of time consciousness, we empower ourselves and our teams to move with purpose, to avoid stagnation, and ultimately achieve more. This disciplined approach to time management, it is key to transforming ambition into tangible results. That's it for this week on goal writing. If you've missed any portion this week, I encourage you to go back and catch that episode. All of our episodes can be found on our AWB Education page, or certainly wherever you get your podcasts, and they're also available on YouTube. We started adding videos last week. We're always looking for topic suggestions. So if you've got some ideas for us that you'd like us to explore on the Your Morning Boost episodes, there's a mailbag link in the description today as well. Please let us know what you'd like to hear about. We're always looking for ways that we can be a better partner for you. That's what our purpose is here. That's the least we can do to try to help you get through the day and get through your school year. Outside of that, have an awesome Friday. You've certainly earned it, and then even have a better weekend. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.